Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. The hangover is real and remorse is in the air, which means the servers are getting old. And we're breaking it down next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
After Buzz TV. I love Katie's dance for this After Buzz.
Oh, yes.
She's just getting it down.
Into it.
She's like on ecstasy right now, but it's just like After Buzz vibes.
Wow.
So many good vibes, which is the opposite of what this episode, I think, gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a very lackluster, limp episode, but we're still going to break it down because we love Vanderpump Rules. And I'm Zach Peter. You guys, I love hosting this after show because I love Vanderpump Rules. These servers are getting a little old for me. I mean, the hangovers are like way too real. They can't even keep up the next morning. They don't even want to have like a morning after cocktail, which like that's when you know you're just destined for grandpa age.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm Zach Peter, and to my left is the lovely, the fabulous Miss Sarah Serio.
Hi, guys.
You remember her from last season, and she's back this season serving the looks and the sleek hair. So good.
Thank you.
Yes. And also serving great looks and not red lipstick, we have our vet Sarah.
Stop.
Never red lipstick.
Never red lipstick.
Always no good.
And always sassy and adorable, we have our newest addition, Katie Thompson.
Yellow, everybody. And for the record, I'm not on ecstasy. Just feeling that AfterBuzz
really
song. I'm not. But I will go home and I'll be in the shower. I'll just be like, AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz.
Like, but I feel like your vibe is just like on ecstasy all the time.
That's
like,
a good compliment.
You just got energy.
That's everything I want
and
more.
And it brings like life to the panel.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. We needed you like in this episode because this episode was so draggy.
If they're casting, I am available. So that's not an issue.
She just sits at home waiting,
waiting
for the casting call on her email.
refreshing the vibe.
I mean, Peter did like one of my Instagram photos.
Did he?
So I'm clearly basically already in the cast. I mean, just by
obviously.
That like. Yeah, I mean, I've made it. Here we are. You know?
Yes. Yeah, you've made it. Mm-hmm. Peter is in love with you.
Yes, we are dating. It is a thing. No,
oh
not actually.
And we will see Katie next season in the next hotel room after party.
Yeah. The next Raquel.
Getting married.
The next
are you still going to talk to us?
Absolutely. I'll still
Thank
be doing
God.
This after show.
She'll phone it.
Stop it.
Like, guys, you won't believe what happened. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Somebody that couldn't believe what happened was Kristen, because she had a rough night, apparently, that we didn't even get to see on camera.
I know. They need to have GoPros strapped to them at all times.
At all times. Like, I feel like they know that after 1 a.m., like, things don't get better, and that's when we really need the cameras. Ravette, do you think Kristen was really possessed by the devil?
I think Kristen just needs to take a break from traveling and drinking. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she's ever going to change. I mean, how old is Kristen? Do we know? Do we know how old she is?
Old enough to not
30.
Change.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's a little late for her. I think that's just who Kristen is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I think she's a little high strung, just like me, you know? Just she can't really calm down. Because Carter keeps saying, like, if you could just calm that down, but I don't think she can. I think that is like
her,
that little like that stress underneath, you know?
But I feel like she needs to find it because it's nice when you find your calmness.
It is.
And I thought she like had, but I'm sorry, it makes me laugh, Rebecca, when you were like, she just needs to stop traveling. But girl, like, she only traveled like 2 hours away. I get it if you're like traveling across the country by all means. But if you can't just go to the next city
on a private jet,
on a PJ.
Something.
But she can't.
Something. To me, I feel like if it's the guy that's bringing you all of this anxiety and stress, then I'm having like second thoughts now as I'm saying this. I'm like, I feel like she'd have a good time with her girlfriends, but then I'm also like, maybe she's there and she's like needing to be with him. So I get both sides, but it's like, I feel like she's at that older age where she can be like, I'm so happy I'm not with him. No? Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess. I don't think he's helpful. I don't think he, like, brings much joy to her life. Like, she needs to... Maria Kondo, is that her name? Or Forlo, whatever her name is.
What brings
Maria
her joy?
Kondo, she needs to do that to her life and get rid of Carter. Because I don't think he brings her anything but, like, headaches and stress and, like... Mm-hmm. Hangovers.
I love Kristen, but I think we're going to see this in every single one of her relationships for the rest of her life. I think it's just how she sets them up. Because, like, she's saying, like, I want a guy with drive. But, like, it was the same thing with James. It's the same thing with him. If you don't change, your relationships ain't going to change. So
I don't think it's so much... I think it's her issue is with the types of men that she picks.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like, that's where she starts. Like, she needs, if she wants somebody with drive, then, like, James wasn't driven until she left him.
Right.
Tom wasn't driven until she left him.
Yeah.
Carter isn't driven, period. Like,
right. Well, she met him
the
on
most
Tinder.
He's doing is, like, saving people from, like, World of Warcraft on his PlayStation. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying right now. I'm just remembering, like, video game buzzwords.
There's no way, because you have to pay for that. He's too cheap for that. He wouldn't pay for WoW.
It's on Chris's credit card.
Oh my god.
I used to be a, you know, a nerd. Still am. So
praise.
Love it. No, he's just so, like, he's just like, I'm going to eat a sandwich and some potato chips on the couch and play video games.
Ooh,
I'm like,
I love it.
See, you need a date, Carter, not Kristen.
But I want Bo. I want Bo. I want those funny comments. I love
Bo's great. Bo's great.
I think she can have a mature conversation with Carter, though. Maybe she'll get there.
She started one with him, and then 10 seconds into it, she's like, you know what? I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. Let's have this later.
She doesn't demand that level of respect or for him to be, like, the man figure that she's sort of craving.
Yeah.
Like, she will complain about it, and then, like Katie said, 10 seconds later, it's like, oh, I'm going to go to drink. Love you.
Yeah.
Like, nothing gets accomplished.
She doesn't present it well, and also they were at a party.
Yeah, maybe don't do it there.
Wrong time
and
place.
That was the worst time to, like, sit him down and be like, we need to have a like, right when they got out of the car, when they could have had a conversation on the way over, she's like, cameras are here.
Yeah.
We're at the party. Like, now let's have an intense conversation in somebody else's living room. Clarence K has a hot take on Kristen. Clarence K says, Kristen picks weak men who need something.
Oh.
She's a mama, not just a sugar mama. She needs to help them to feel whole.
I
agree. Yes. She needs to feel needed. And that sounds like an issue she should be working out in therapy. Mm-hmm.
So each man is like her little project that she just wants to fix.
Instead of couples therapy, let's just do Kristen therapy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A little bit of that.
Kristen tames your crazy with a K. I think that her whole relationship with Carter is just so strange. And they're just not compatible.
Mm-mm.
So, like, trying just doesn't even...
How long have they been together now?
See, I liked them at the beginning. They got together last season, so it's been over a year because they were together before Stassi and Bo were together, and we found out that this was their, like, 1 year-ish, like,
got
a
it.
Little past their 1 year mark.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure how long they've been together, but it's been a minute.
It's falling apart now.
I want to say 2 years?
Yeah, probably about 2 years. And they were cute together at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was, like, was not new. Really as much drama that we saw on TV, so... For me, this season, it's just kind of random where they're like, oh, he's painted out to be this sort of, like,
bad
boyfriend.
Guy. Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't know that, so I thought he was good for her because we didn't really see much of crazy Kristen.
He seemed good for her.
I think it's actually Kristen, though. I don't think it's the boyfriend's faults. I feel like it's her. I don't know.
She enables them.
I think he's the same person he was when they entered into the relationship.
Yes.
She just wanted to see something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that... They're just not compatible. Like, there's not even a dissecting or a couples therapy that can salvage this relationship.
Mm.
They're not compatible, and it's very obvious because she needs somebody that is motivated and driven and just as equally as strong as her. Or I think somebody even, like, above her that can help push her to her strengths versus somebody that she has to take care of. And I think that's her, like, innate need to be a mom.
Other than being on a TV show, having a t-shirt line, and working at a restaurant, what the hell is she doing that's more than what Carter's doing? Like, he's an assistant of like, it's the same crap. Like, just because you might be making more because you're on a reality show, what's, like, the difference? Like, maybe he's just not having as much luck. I don't know. I don't know the relationship.
But see, if you have drive, you have ambition to do other things to get... Like, mm-hmm. if he were driven, he wouldn't be a photographer's assistant. He'd be the photographer.
Okay, true. True that.
I think Kristen does, like, comedy and stuff. Like, no, she might not be super successful at it. Right. But I think she does... I mean, I think she does sketches and, like, shows here and there.
Okay.
She has a consistent paycheck. She tries, at least.
Yeah, she's doing... Yeah, I think she tries other things. Every new season, she has a new project.
True.
That I think.
The t-shirt line's sticking, though, I think.
It seems to be working out for her. She tried it a few seasons ago. That didn't really work out, and she relaunched it, and they're wearing it every single episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's another James May shirt. Get it, Kristen. Lindsay says that Kristen is tired of Carter. He pales in comparison to all her other friends' men, so now she wants more. I think that's true.
Yeah.
All the other guys are way more... Yeah.
I think she realized it. It was once Beau came into the picture, mm-hmm. and she was like, damn.
That's
like,
what
if Stassi finally has someone, and yeah. she's like gone through all those men, she's like, why can't I have that too?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a conversation you can have. Definitely not one they need to have in front of the camera.
No.
And they just need to be like open to each other.
Yeah.
I think she wants the same TV boyfriend that the other girls have, and that's why she decided to make this public,
yeah,
so that they can show that they're working through it, and then they can, you know, come out on the other side of it. But I don't know if that's actually going to happen.
I mean, they're still together.
Well, no. Well, she was on Watch What Happens Live last week, and she mm-hmm. said that they were working on it, but they weren't sure what their relationship status really was.
That's got to suck to have to, like, for him, like, mm-hmm. to, like, have that stuff so public and talking about it. Like, because if I'm having relationship issues, I want to talk about it on TV, but then mm-hmm. again, like, that's what we're watching for, so...
I don't think... He's not the type of person to, like, engage in that type of... Like, I don't yeah. think he's a reality TV person.
True.
I don't... Yeah, I think some people don't care. And people like Beau. Us.
Like, Beau's the type of person that, like, can do reality TV and doesn't really care and isn't going to get so involved with it. Whereas I think Carter just is genuinely not interested in
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just not a fit for reality TV.
No.
Or Kristen.
Mm. Or Raquel. But we saw back this week.
But dress.
She didn't even have a talking. She didn't even have
just
a line.
Just like a moment. Just like a walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A matching
for,
lip.
That's
fashion
all we
week.
Need. That's all we need from her.
That prom
just like
dress.
A walk. A prom dress. Oh, so much shade. So much shade. But there's also so much love because mm-hmm. we love all these shows on AfterBuzz TV. And we know you'll love them too. So make sure you keep up with them. Isn't that right, Katie?
Yeah, it is. Hey, guys. So before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell all your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, keep enjoying our shows. Keep enjoying us. You love these faces. So when you comment, make sure you say Sarah and Katie and Rivette and Katie and Zach.
That's
my girl. I'm like, I got a double.
My own name. You I was going yourself. Down the list and I'm like, who did I forget? So I started back at the end.
Love a double shout out.
Yeah.
Double that. Shout out. And you love Zach too. And we love you guys.
Yes.
And it's crazy because every week we shout out the people on iTunes mm-hmm. and we got 4 more reviews.
Hey!
4?
Yeah, we've never aww. Been this consistent with, like, hard, good reviews. So, first one comes from Coro Bug. Hey, Coro Bug. Coro Bug gave us 5 stars on iTunes and says, OMG, love this podcast and all the updates on my favorite shows. Can't wait to go back and listen to past episodes. Mm-hmm. Well, the 4 of us just kind of came together, so you can just keep moving forward. But we appreciate the downloads. We love you, Coro Bug. Thank you.
Such a cute name.
I was going to say, it's super cute.
Thank you, Coro. Miss Bug, Mr. Bug. I don't know. I said Mr., I think, last week, and they're like, it's Mrs. I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
This next one comes from Ash45532. Where do you guys get these numbers from? Are they, like, social security numbers?
Yeah, probably.
Credit
I hope
cards?
Not.
Well, thank you, Ash45532. She says, laughter is back in my life. Mm-hmm. Vanderpump was me and my ma's favorite show to watch together, and we would discuss our favorite parts of the show together afterwards. Unfortunately, a year ago, I lost her to cancer. I have a hard time continuing to watch the show as I didn't have her to talk smack about the cast with until I found you guys. Oh my gosh. It made me think of her when I listened to you all, so I get excited to watch the episode and then listen to the podcast after for everyone's thoughts. Thank you for bringing back the laughter into my life. Kelly. Oh, Kelly, that is so
Kelly,
sweet.
We love yes. you.
Oh, Kelly, we love you
touch
so much.
My heart. Come on the show.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'll talk smack with you all day.
Well, see someone that appreciates our smack talk.
Yeah.
And then this next one comes from Curly Girl 826. It says, Vanderpump Rules After Buzz. I don't know if this is TMI, but I love listening to y'all in the shower. LOL.
I love that.
She said, we make her week. Keep doing what y'all do best. Oh. Yes, Curly Girl 826. Holla. And the last one comes from Negro NM. And Negro NM says, I'm ready every Tuesday morning. Mm. I love this panel. They make me laugh so hard. I can hang out with them all day. I will give them 5 stars because they know their Bravo history.
Oh my God, love it.
Look Thank you.
So many great comments. Like, you made us have feels. Yes. You made us laugh. Mm-hmm. You gave us TMI moments.
Give us more.
If you're listening in the shower Thank right you. Now, we love you and keep that conditioner coming.
Yeah.
I saw the whole cast at some kind of dog thing and I said basically the exact same thing. I was like, you guys bring so much joy. No. The whole cast of Vanderpump Rules. And I told them, I was like, I watch you guys in the bath. You bring me so much joy. And they all laughed. And I was like, that was probably a little TMI. So I relate to her. It's okay. It's fine.
We understand.
Yeah, we get
Did
that.
You have a moment with them when you went to Tom Tom?
No, none of them were there. Lisa walked by when we were in line, but that was pretty much it. And I didn't know it was her until people started like screaming her name.
You just thought it was a wax
You didn't
figure.
Know it was
no.
her?
No, because I didn't know she was there because she was just like walking by quietly and filming. And then I heard someone say like, oh my God, Lisa. I turn around and I was like,
she looked... She had to have looked a little.
She had on like a black like, coat and like
different compared to the normal human being.
She looks the same.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, like same. I mean, like a little, like you said, like a little waxy. She's just a little shiny, maybe a little dewy powder. But you know, other than that, I was like,
Well, we saw a big storyline this episode was the Tom Tom drinks. Ugh. Did you try any of the Tom Tom drinks while you were there?
That matcha ginger green tea situation was the grossest crap I've ever put into my body.
Really? But it sounds so LA.
I don't think I'm very LA. I hate avocados. But I was born and raised here. Like I know. But like, just don't put giant chunks of ginger in anything. Don't put kombucha and green tea and matcha like all in like. Is it sushi? Is it green tea? I don't know. Get out of my mouth. I can't.
Oh my gosh, no, it's just definitely an LA drink. Kombucha is just good for the digestive system.
I don't drink that normally. So
people make their own kombucha here in Los Angeles. I wouldn't be surprised if like Sly made some of the kombucha. Mm-hmm. Sly looked like she would rough you. She looked like she was a
rugby
she was like
player.
The bouncer outside, a rugby player. I want to see her and Billy Lee duke it out together.
Get into a fight.
That would be the Super Bowl of my
I don't want to piss off Sly.
No, Sly. I was like, why is Sly mixing cocktails? Like, Sly's like a bouncer next door from the Abbey.
I feel like it was a test. It was like, can you guys handle us basically telling us that you, or telling y'all that you don't really know how to do your job? And are you going to handle it well? And they did. So then they were like, 10 of your drinks gets on the menu.
Well, see, no, I think it was such a forced storyline to like push this.
Yeah.
You have to earn your drinks on the menu. Like, come on. That's what they're known for. This is their name on the restaurant. Like, you're really not going to give them, we knew that they were going to get cocktails at the end of the day.
And I feel like they earned it because they purchased ice cube makers and whipped cream creators. And first of all, what were those names she was shouting out? She was like, and we got some Kermit the Frog legs.
I know.
I hair the dog. And we have
I think she was being,
making jokes.
It was a
Is
hyperbole.
That a joke?
Okay. Yeah.
Or are those like bartenders?
Yeah. No, I don't think,
yeah, I think it was a joke.
I think some of them were like real, but then as like Kermit the Frog legs, that was just
like
her point was like, you can add so many extravagant types of ingredients to the cocktail, but if they don't work together, then it's not a great cocktail.
It also threw me because Tom Sandoval's face was like so intrigued, and she was like,
"Is that Kermit the Frog?"
He's like, "What is that? I've never heard of it. Our drinks are not going to be on the menu." That's what it seemed like. So I was like, "What the heck?"
Ooh. I don't know. I don't think it was forced because in the back of Lisa's head, I still don't think she trusts Tom and Tom 100%. So she might think their drinks are cool, but she always wants that second opinion just so somebody can like validate that their drinks are good and this will sell well.
She's a smart businesswoman, and she knows that, like, they're a face and they're a name, and this is going to be part of the storyline on her reality show. So she doesn't really care to have them be part of the business because they're more of just, like, the spokesperson for the bar.
I stood in line forever to take a picture of that kissing photo of them. And she's so smart because she put it where you can see it when you're standing in line. So when you get close enough, you're like, well, I don't want to leave yet. I need to get inside and see that photo. It was really great. The photo was good. But the drinks, not so much for
me. That is proper product placement.
It is. It is.
Clarence K agrees she hates avocados too.
Oh, it's the texture. They're just like, blah. No taste.
But Clarence does want to ask the panel.
Yes.
Ooh. I want to ask, if Tom Sandoval left, do you think Schwartz would have left too? Because he threatened to leave.
I don't think Tom would have ever actually left.
Rivette, do you think Tom Schwartz would have followed him?
No, I think Schwartz would have stayed. Because I think he is a little bit more excited about this opportunity than Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval is more looking at this with like a critical eye. Like, more from a business standpoint. And Schwartz, I think, is just so excited, and he's so, like, obsessed with Lisa and just so honored to, like, be part of it. I don't think he would have left, too.
Yeah.
Or Katie's got him so whipped that he's afraid to...
I think he's, like, a sponge, and he, like, likes to learn. I do think, though, that Katie would definitely have a say. Like, they would talk about it, and she'd be like, you're your own person. Which, I mean...
I think Tom Schwartz would have eventually convinced Tom Sandoval to come back. Like, Tom would have been dramatic because that's his thing. And we just need to see the tan line tear coming down. And other than once that's done, once he has his moment, we're good.
Oh my gosh, that reference is my favorite thing ever.
A Stassi kind of girl says Billie Lee is a Faye Resnick of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, she totally
which
is.
Which is great.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's good.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so accurate.
It really is.
We saw her barely this episode. She was trans again.
We saw her.
Was she in this episode?
In the net, in like the to come.
The pre.
Oh, when she was fighting with Lala. I know. We get to that and predictions because that was heated.
Yeah,
it's a lot. What was also a lot was Lala losing her dad, which was really sad to see her crying. But how, Katie? Do you think it was awkward that Randall was like? That they chose to give up drinking together, but yet Randall broke that when she went on her girls' trip?
I understand why they made the pact, but then for her to leave and then come home and see him slurring, blacked out, and she's not had a sip of alcohol the whole time and she really wanted to because she's like, well, we're doing this together. So, like, I would be, I mean, that would, I would, oh my gosh, I'd be so livid. I don't think that was your question, but.
No. Yeah, I think it wasn't. Like, it ruined their dynamic and what they were trying to do.
And then her with the Gucci slippers thing, now I'm looking at Rand as, like, a totally different person. Like, you're going to treat her like a 12-year-old and, like, take something away from her and be like, oh, well, I just want you to remember everything that I give to you. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm giving you all of this, so no. Ugh.
Sarah, do you think that Randall had the right to do that, though? Because he kind of is paying for a lot.
She didn't ask for it, though.
No. I don't think it's fair. I think, because it's not like, it was a gift. And anything that's like a gift, it's like you can't really take that back from someone because it's like you weren't like, I need this or, I don't know. It's just, it's not fair for her and he shouldn't have belittled her like that.
Do you think that he should have given her a pass before going to Solvang to have drinks with her girlfriends, being that they weren't together and they had this pact, Rivette?
I think if Lala wanted to have a drink, she should be able to have a drink. I don't like seeing the dynamic between Lala and Randy because she has the mentality of, oh, well, if he does this or if he cuts me off, I can get this from the next guy. And he has the mentality of, you are nothing without everything I give you.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a power struggle, and I don't know how long that's going to last.
Do you think, Sarah, that her dad passing exacerbated their issues and that's why they had to go on a break?
Yeah, I think it's hard for anyone to obviously lose someone as close as a father and then for it to be like the significant other in that place. If you've never experienced that with your person, like it's hard I don't know, but I can only imagine, like, you don't necessarily know how to be there for that person. And I just don't think Randy knew how to be there for Lala, even though it was, like, giving her her space, which is what people need. But, like, there's a way to do it and still be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think he did that well for what she needed. And, I mean, she still is super young, and he's, like, a little bit older. So he needed to, like, approach it definitely not how he did.
Yeah.
But I think it was a huge reason for their falling out.
Yeah. A Saucy Kind of Girl in the live chat says, Randall's ex-wife plays Candace on the series You on Netflix. I saw her, and I am like, that is his ex.
Wait.
Have you seen You?
I've watched You.
Candace, the young blonde girl?
No, the redhead. Oh. His ex.
Oh.
Remember the one
that's
that
Randall's ex-wife?
According to a Stassi
kind of
girl.
She's so pretty.
It's like, oh my God, she's my favorite.
She's so pretty. I just didn't know who she was.
She is really pretty. Have you seen You?
I haven't seen it. I want to see it. You. It's on my list. But I know what she looks like. I've seen her. She's pretty. She's
the redhead?
Yeah, his ex.
Oh, yeah.
So she's the mother of his children?
That's not the wife, though. Hmm? Right?
She looks a little young.
She looks a little too young. Maybe
I don't know. I haven't seen the show, so I don't know.
I can't picture her.
A Stassi kind of girl. I need receipts.
I have seen her, and she's really pretty.
She said, yes. She's saying yes, that's Randall Emmett's ex, or his ex. I guess that's his ex-wife.
Wow.
The mother of his children? Really young.
Yeah, she
on
looks
the
very
series.
Young.
He's got a type.
Young.
Young. Or some good
Yeah,
surgery.
Her name is Amber Childers, but I didn't realize that was actually, this
Google.
Is like
Could you Google a photo
early
of, could
time.
I see I'm a like, photo or I can't place
oh,
her.
Oh, it and... is her. And I guess she doesn't look as young as she does on the show. That's her. She's the redhead.
Oh, okay.
That's Candace on the
okay.
series.
I can see it now.
Yeah. But she does look really young, and I think they make her look very youthful on the show.
Yeah.
Not that she's the old.
No.
I think she's very pretty. Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting.
It's also interesting because I think the reason that Lala got so upset at Randall is because he basically said to her, we should stop drinking because of how you're acting when we drink. And then she comes home to him being a buffoon.
Yeah.
That's really where. I just had an aha moment.
Yeah.
And that was it. I probably should have gotten that a lot
painful.
Earlier.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I think it wasn't fair to her, and I understand why she needed to take a break. Like, it's a really tough time for her to, like, lose her father, and I think she was really leaning on Randall because she said that he is kind of like a father figure to her. Mm-hmm. But I thought that it was cute that the mom had shared with Lala that Randall reached out to the father before he passed.
Yeah.
And, like,
that was
it known that he was going to take care of his daughter.
Yeah.
I love that.
And
the
thing that is kind of interesting, though, to me is that she knew that. See, I'm having these moments of when I'm talking, and then in my head, my inner monologue is like, Sarah, second guessing yourself, because it just happened again. And then she, like, comes home, and she wants to take a break from him, but, I mean, she didn't know that he was drinking.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah.
Guys, this is me.
We love you. We do.
Sarah loves outer dialogue and inner dialogue coming out. And I'm sure she's going to have a lot more of it when we get into tea time.
Yes.
Get your glasses ready.
It is
officially... Ooh, we have music. Tea.
Everyone has a cup.
Last season's panel couldn't
Cheers
get it together.
Home.
Cheers at home. Okay, so the first bit of news for you guys is Tom and Ariana have purchased a new home. They are moving out of the apartment
that
he has shared with Kristen for like ever.
Oh my gosh, this is huge news.
They bought a new home, a $2 million home here in Los Angeles.
Hey.
Wow. We have a photo of it right here. If you're watching YouTube or if you're listening on iTunes, you can watch on YouTube. On YouTube. We have, look at how gorgeous that landscape is.
Yeah,
it has like a so huge pretty. Grass yard. It's like a kind of farmhouse-y.
I was going to say a little Barney.
Yeah, it's a little Barney. Mm-hmm. It's like a white barn.
Oh!
The inside is gorgeous.
So I love pretty. That opening that you get from inside, and then you can just walk outside.
That natural
like a huge,
light.
It's a dream.
So
the
modern.
Big open concept. It's very modern. It's very light and white. There are a lot of like whites and nudes and pale colors, which I think are really nice. And I love the open outside concept. Look at that countertop, you guys.
Oh, I know.
And those
so
big,
gorgeous.
Deep light fixtures above the counter. It's gorgeous.
Can you imagine buying a house and then having four people talk about the inside of your house about it? Like, we're just like dissecting your new home.
This house was on Million Dollar Listings Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bravo.
So I'm sure they'll be able to have the heater and the microwave going at the same time.
Yes, without the lights going off.
Without the lights going out.
Wow. How amazing do you feel Tom is that he's like, I'm done with this apartment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
That I mean, he lived in since season it. One. Mm-hmm. It's the eighth season. He lived in it with his last girlfriend, Crazy Kristen. I mean, you know that they were saving up. Tom must be doing well. Mm-hmm. That coconut cocktail must be doing pretty well.
It was a hit.
There, it was a hit. Thank you, Sly, for your feedback. Without you, we would not have been able to afford this $2 million home in Los Angeles.
That's crazy.
I feel like that's a really good deal. $2 million for that gorgeous place, whereas like you look at some places on like Zillow in Los Angeles, and you're like, really? That's $1.5 million?
Well, it is on top of the other house, though. There's lots of yards, but there's no yard.
But there's a fence.
But them windows upstairs, you're going to be waving at your neighbor like, hey, how was your shower? Mine was great.
It is really close to the house next to
But I'll throw a party there. Oh, I can't wait to see them destroy that backyard and just like jump in that pool and Kristen like spill wine all over the white couches. Yes.
I mean, here's to hoping, right?
Oh, absolute.
Clarence and Jen AK love you, Sarah. Don't worry about your inner dialogue coming out.
I'll say it more.
So also in our tea time, the cast of Vanderpump Rules spoke to People magazine recently. Like, they're getting some pretty good features, you guys.
Well, with Christy Teigen and all them loving them, it's going to happen.
Yes. They even did a whole photo shoot. Love it. So they opened up about the question that everybody wants to know, because we see them in their Sir jumpsuits every week, and people want to know, are they still working there? Because before they said, I think last season, they confirmed that they only worked there about 2 hours a week. But so they dove deeper into it, and they say they don't actually work at the restaurant. They kind of just come and pass around drinks because they can't naturally serve a full, like, shift.
Okay.
So they're really just there for the entertainment.
Got it.
But it's interesting how on the show, they don't show that they're just there for the entertainment. On the show, they make it look like they really are surveyors that clock in and have their uniforms and, like, have to ask for
days
off.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. They're just standing around the computers. They're not really doing anything anymore.
No.
Or they just go up to the bar and they're like, we need two Diet Cokes.
Yeah, because they can't.
What a life.
They
what
say
a
that
job.
They just get so bombarded with fans that they can't. Like, they that wouldn't be able sense. To really deliver an actual plate of food to somebody.
Yeah. Oh.
Can you imagine us going to Sir with Sheena as our waitress?
Oh, my gosh. No.
It's not really like a restaurant. I mean, I feel like if you're going there, you can't really be like, you're going to get the restaurant experience. Yeah. It's more of like a museum.
Yeah, it is.
Of like real interactive.
One of the stops on the TMZ tour.
Yeah. Before you go to the other two bars down the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then Vanderpump went on to say that, like, the reason she thinks the show is so successful is that all of the cast has had history, and, like, they continue to be genuine friends, where it's not like a Housewives type of show where they are constantly switching out people.
Yeah.
Because these people really all are friends, and they are hanging out 24/7, even when the cameras aren't on. Which I think is fair. I think that's what we love about them, is they have that genuine chemistry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if they're going to bring that to Vanderpump Gardens in Vegas.
Right. I'm going to watch it, though.
That's why they got to bring, like, the oldies.
I'm a slut for reality TV, so I'll watch whatever you put out there. Like, just give it to me. Give me more Vanderpump Rules. Garden. I don't care. Anywhere.
Vanderpump Garden.
That sounds pretty dirty. Vanderpump Garden.
Vanderpump
it really does.
Garden. It sounds like,
you know?
You're going to go inside Lisa Vanderpump's garden.
Ooh. She's got to trim the bushes.
Thanks for ruining it for me, guys.
Poor little leg.
I didn't mean to take it there. I'm so sorry, everybody. My bad.
That's hysterical.
We'll make
it's
it through.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Do you need a hug?
Maybe after
You're
going
to be okay. Oh, my gosh. All right. Shall we crown our pumptinis?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. kick it off, Katie. Who gets your pumptini this week?
Well, now that I finally understand the pumptini situation, because I had to ask, I was like, what is it? Because I think I'm getting it wrong every single week. I even wrote it down. Here we go. So my pumptini. So Lala gets it because I love her her top and skirt for the interview. That leather studded situation. Give it to me. Where'd you buy it? It's way too much expensive for me, I'm sure. And then Kristen, because she just needs one. She just needs like 30 cocktails, but she also doesn't.
No,
so like
she doesn't.
Maybe a Xanax or something, but just something to like lighten the...
Just like a crushed Xanax in a pumptini.
Yeah, just like a little stir. Anything.
Something.
Salt it with some Xanax.
Yeah, it's like the new salt. Yeah.
I don't know. That works. Rebecca, who gets your pumptini?
Definitely not Kristen. My pumptini goes to Stassi. I think her conversation with Kristen in the beginning of this episode was very real. Kristen didn't want to hear it, but she was genuinely just being a good friend and telling her, like, you don't have to put yourself through this. And you know, I've been in that situation where a friend is giving you tough love and it sucks in that moment, but then afterwards you think about it and you're like, they're right and they really care about me. And I think Stassi was just a really good friend to Kristen this week for that.
See, I had two. I was going to say Stassi if no one else said it because of the conversation with Kristen and Lala. I thought she was super, like, mature. So I'm going to give it to Brittany because I just think that she's always there for everyone. And at the end of the day, she was there for Lala. So maybe it should be, like, Lala. No. Brittany.
You have a lot of inner dialogue just like working itself out.
It's going to
love it.
Brittany. Because her accent also kills me sometimes. It's just like full on.
Your impression of it earlier was beautiful.
Thank you.
Would you grace us with it or can I put you
actually,
on the spot?
I'm getting a little nervous.
I'm sweating now.
I don't even know what country is now that you say this.
Now you need a pumptini.
What is that?
Zach? My pumptini goes to Sarasota. My pumptini is going to go to Sly.
I was like, what word were you about to say? I was like, who? I got it.
Sly. I thought you were calling her Sly with the way you looked at her.
I was like, you were going to call me a slut. No, never. Not in this time.
Because you're wearing red lipstick.
So good. Never again.
Full circle. No, but I'm going to give my pumptini to Sly because she came and she got that paycheck and she worked all 5 minutes of her camera time only to not deliver any cocktails other than to say, I liked your cocktail and I added a little vermouth. So
which
you know what, Sly?
Need. Gold.
You collect your paycheck.
My cheeks hurt here from all the laughter.
There's
so
much laughter. Okay. Shall we get into predictions? Because that super trailer for the second half of the season is so much.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Get ready.
Predictions. Okay, Katie, how you feeling?
Like you said, I definitely think she's going to head bump. She looked like she was just going to head bump Billy in the head. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I always, like, forget to write down what I think about the thing, because I always forget. So can we have somebody else go, and then I can interject a little?
Get it, Rebecca.
So I'm most excited to see Tom Schwartz yell at Katie.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've ever seen Tom Schwartz get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartz
yelled at her at the end of the trailer.
No, but
before that, when they were fighting. Yes.
Yes, when Katie and her husband, Tom
Schwartz, he was like, I hate the sound of your voice.
A little confusing.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. But Tom Schwartz, I'm excited to see him stand up for himself. But that comment he makes, what did he say?
He said, can't stand your voice.
Yeah, because I don't like hearing your voice. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Tom get so mad. But then I'm also excited to see him stand up for Katie when he's yelling at James. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, they're still together, right?
Yes.
Today.
They are still together. So. I loved that scene. Sarah, we saw them going to Mexico.
I know. I'm so excited for Mexico. Who doesn't like chips and salsa and tequila?
Yeah.
Best combo.
Also, I'm very, I want to, like, Sheena, girl, love you. There's no hate here, guys.
Yes, there is.
No. I'm so excited to know why Adam is coming at her because she had sex with someone else, but yet she was thinking about him the whole time.
Who said
juicy,
that?
Like that was some juice city.
That was manufactured.
I mean, like I Lala and Billy, now. Hello. They were about to headbutt, like you said, Katie.
Oh my God.
And Tom and Katie, what? It's gonna be good.
Tom and Katie.
So good. Yeah, Tom, and Katie.
All the Toms and Katie.
Yeah. I have goosebumps.
I can't wait to see Tequila Katie.
It was just, like, so much. Mm-hmm. And, like, James.
Oh, yeah, we have to see Tequila Katie return. Come out, she's Mexico. Going to Mexico.
No, exactly.
Come out, she girl. Has to come back.
Take them shots. Let's do it. No.
I'm ready for Lala and Billy round two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need it to happen.
Yeah. Like, what could it be? What
we need to bring
said?
Sly back to, like, bring them up. Be like, no, girls. Not today. No, and I am kind of excited to see Adam and Sheena's scene together, but I feel like it's so manufactured because Adam has consistently not been interested in her and has said that he's not interested in her.
Why would you be mad?
And then now he's just like, ooh, drama. I get a scene on Vanderpump Rules.
But I want to see like what it was that made him mad. Like what
she slept with his boyfriend.
Well, no. Yes. He brought a girl to Tom Tom. I saw him at Tom Tom, and he was with some blonde girl, and I was like, where's Sheena? I don't understand. You guys are in a relationship on Instagram.
I just, what's exciting is just the lead up to all of this.
The bells up
it's like,
is real.
What was said? What was done? Probably, like, nothing, yet this is the reaction we get. That's gold.
Adam's trying to earn his check for next week.
Yeah. He needs to pay his rent.
He needs to pay his rent. It's like, come and get me next season. I'm available. And on that note, I am available. And you can slide right into my DMs. And if you want to, you can follow me at Just Plain Zach. I am Zach Peter. And to my left, I have Ms. Sarah Serio.
Yes, you can follow me at S Serio. I'm a lot of fun, so go do it.
You are.
More thoughts that'll come out on her stories.
All the time. And you can find me at Rivette Sorrell on all social media platforms.
And you can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's. And check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, and katiethompson.la.
Yeah. Woo! Bye, guys.
Bye,
y'all. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.